Welcome, everyone. We have that path to begin. Bez Hashem, Power Words, Shir number 56. There are people that are nosy, that try to interfere in other people's private lives. And if we ourselves have that attribute, we have to learn how to respect people's privacy and not be overly nosy. We could be, we're naturally curious, yes, and we have a natural desire to help people. But this over-curiosity of knowing what's in everyone's business, and that's the primary aspects of getting your information and feeling good about that, of knowing what other people's private lives are, is not a healthy attribute. We could have a lot of shiurim on that subject. To want to help somebody, you may need to know private things, but the purpose is to help, not for the sake of just knowing private things. And everyone does need privacy. Some to a greater degree, some to a lesser degree. So with ourselves, we need to work on not being overly nosy. Now, what happens if we come across people that are nosy, that have a high level of curiosity, or persistent in asking you personal questions that you're not interested in answering? You could be polite in your refusal. You don't have to be harsh and be very nasty varim. In other words, you don't say mind your own business. Or someone only an imbecile would be lacking the intelligence to know that you shouldn't ask such personal questions. What's wrong with you? You know, you don't say that. You use a positive, firm response. You have a right to protect yourself and say, I will not answer this question. If you feel they're nosy, you have a right to protect your own privacy. But you do have that obligation to use your words wisely, even as you're being firm in your refusal. And you say, I'm sorry, but I prefer not to answer. Or, I really appreciate it if you would refrain from asking these type of questions. You could say it in that way. There's nothing wrong with being firm. There's nothing wrong with maintaining strongly your boundaries. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever. But there's a fine line, a very strong line, between a positive response that I just said. I'm sorry, but I prefer not to answer. Or I appreciate if you don't ask such questions of me, than to actually bash the person and say, mind your own business, or stick your nose where it belongs, or, you know, those type of harsh things. Another thing that's important in general is, we know when you write in English, there's books about it, to omit unnecessary words. So when it comes to einas dvarim, ideas of speaking, very often extra words cause irritation and pain. You know, there's a pasuk in Kehelet that says, "Berayv dvarim lo yecht al pesha." I believe it's in Kehelet, but with many words, there is no diminishing of sin, which means is that you don't have to be a hermit and you don't have to be, constantly weighing your words to an extreme. That's not healthy either. But you should use your intelligence in not being overly verbal and saying extra words, extra sentences, and just instead put thought into what you're saying, what you're about to say, what you're thinking of saying, in a very normal, healthy way. And now we're going to talk about the opinions of others. Now, when someone states their opinion and you disagree with that opinion, there's many approaches you can do to show that you disagree. There's nothing wrong with expressing disagreement in and of itself. But very often when someone disagrees with you and you want to express that, sometimes you use personal attacks on that other person. Sometimes they attack his intelligence or her reasoning ability or their knowledge or integrity. That is not how you disagree with somebody, by attacking them personally in their attributes or in their ways of thinking. There are ways to disagree with someone and have that basic healthy respect for that person, even though you disagree with what they said. This is the yesod of when people are learning b'chavrusa. This is the yesod of different parts of Klal Yisrael when they disagree with each other in halacha or in hashgafa. Avoid any disparaging remarks about the person as a whole when you differ with a specific opinion. Besides the laws of einas dvarim, but just simply on a practical aspect of life, it's preferable to state your opinion in a respectful manner. It's much easier for the other person to give your opinion consideration if you say it in a logical way. So here is, for example, negative ways of doing it. Let's say someone expresses an opinion, you disagree with it strongly, and you say something like this: "You're all wrong. You don't know what you're talking about." That's a nostarim. Or, "I don't see how any intelligent person could possibly take up that position." Or, "I don't see how, you know, you have a brain of a cockroach if you think that this has any logic to it." Or, you're not making a drop of sense. No one would think the way you do. All these things constitute a nos dvarim in how you express your disagreement with another person. It's unhealthy. A positive approach of disagreeing would be, "I hear what you're saying. It seems that the following opinion has merit, but let me explain why I disagree with you. Or, please consider this way of looking at the matter. Or, I used to think that way myself, and this is why I changed my mind about it." There are ways to disagree in a positive way when there's differences of opinion and how to communicate. There's a big yesod in life, in the Bein Adam L'Chaveray life, both in interpersonal relationships at work, in other situations, and certainly in marriage. Another thing that's Einos Dvarim and very negative is when you order a person to do something in a demanding manner or in a stern tone of voice. And when you have to make requests, you do it in a respectful way, in a polite way. Even an employer, okay, that really part of the job is that he has a right to acknowledge and express to his employee what he wants, but not to order him around in a demanding, stern way. Put it respectfully. Polite. You don't have to be mushy and fuzzy and like warm, gushing kind. That's not your personality. Or in a business, you want to have more of a detached manner to show you're an employer and they're the employee. You have a right to do that. But there's no reason to not be respectful and polite. Both the content and tone of voice should express respect for the other person, even though you might be in a position of authority. And you have a right to give him orders. So we're talking about even when you have a right to do so. A parent in some situations, an employer in some situations, a teacher in class, a rebbe, whatever it is, but with respect. "Get me a drink of water." "No, I'm sorry to trouble you. Would you be so kind as to get me a drink of water?" If you just say, "Get me a drink of water," and better do it fast, they feel dominated, they feel threatened. It will provoke resistance, resentment, even if they do it. You talk to your wife that way. That is creating a rift and a distance, even if she complies and goes quick to give you what you need. It creates a rift and a resentment and a distance. But if, because what will happen is even if the wife feels she has no choice, the husband's yelling at her Friday, do this, light the candles, this, do this, do that, da 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 da, in a very harsh manner, and even she swallows it and follows through, there'll be resentment, there'll be hurt feelings, ultimately there'll be a negative, tremendous negative effect. On the other hand, if you do it respectfully, even if you have to ask something to be done, they'll feel good about that, doing something for you, because you're showing respect. And especially afterwards, by the way, when it's done afterwards, you don't just not acknowledge that they did that favor for you. You say thank you. So even when a husband is expecting something of his wife, or wife to husband, whichever way, two-way street, based on their understanding of what each task needs to be, when one asks somebody, you don't order them around or speak harshly. You ask in a nice way, "Could you please take care of this now?" Whatever it is. And then when they do it, "Thank you so much." That is the way. You never order in a form of a command, even in situations where you have a right to make requests. One more aspect that's a thing people fall through is they overreact when there's a lack of service, a lack of good service. For example, when they're waiting in a long line and the storekeeper doesn't serve them as quick as they would like it, or they're by a restaurant and the waiter does not give them exactly what they wish. All of these things, if they overreact, they often insult people, they humiliate people. It's not their fault. And even if someone is the real source of the problem, it's usser to insult him or her for making a mistake or for being slow. You could cause someone to lose their jobs. You could cause tremendous hezek. In these situations, use your creative thinking to come up with ways to improve the service without causing pain. Clerks have feelings. Waiters have feelings. Anyone who does a service, a cashier, has feelings. And even if you pay them for your service, you have no right to violate the Isser of Einas Devarim. Let's say they provide a service and you're paying for them. People justify and rationalize and say, I paid for this. I'm entitled to top service. I could talk to them any way I want. I own them in this particular case because I'm paying them for full service. Nice money to take care of my design of this, that, or the other thing, or to do that. You have a right to request it and even make firm requests from a client, meaning if you're a customer by them and they're offering the services, you have a right to request top service, but in a respectful way. In a respectful, healthy way, not in a bashing, controlling way. People overreact because they think they're the center of the universe. It's a narcissism type of thing. Everyone should cater to their wishes. And there's a lack of awareness of people and their needs and a lack of empathy. And they take it personally when others don't do exactly what they wish. And by bashing them, it's a Einas Devarim. So if you say in a loud voice, you know, service here is slow, it's terrible, I won't come here again, and it's disorganization, and I'll make sure other people don't come here again because this is ridiculous, Einas Devarim, and causing tremendous hazard. Positive of approaches, quietly, privately approach the manager, the owner, whatever. I would like to continue coming here, but I get very busy. We need quicker service. I see other people probably feel the same way. I know you can do it. It'll even benefit your business if you're able to figure out a way how to do things faster, to accommodate the customers faster. You'll do better business, and I'll even be happy to recommend you to others once that happens. That's a positive approach of affecting a change. So even if you feel, some people will swallow it completely, I'm not going to get involved. So they did the mitzvah that they didn't do Einas Devarim, but they also were passive. That's also a mahalach, and you could do that. But you could have a positive approach. You go to an owner and manager, say, I love you and I appreciate you. I see here's a problem. If you fix this issue, you'll have tremendous amount of business, and encourage them. But the negative bashing is a terrible thing. So again, to review the few points that we mentioned in this shiur. Number one is not to be nosy. Respect people's privacy. And even if you are allowed in their private space, treat it with sacredness. And even when you see someone is nosy and you need to put firm boundaries that they shouldn't, you know, it's with things that are not their business, speak in a positive, respectful manner. Omit unnecessary words and learn how to disagree healthily in a healthy way if other people have a different opinion of things than you do. Never order things in the form of a command, even if it's a situation where normally you're entitled to give an order or you're entitled to make requests in certain employee-employer relationships or a contract situation. You have a right to ask something, a service to get done, but to order in a rough way is never, never healthy. And never to overreact to the lack of service in any way. Instead, you productively figure out a way to express it in a healthy way that it can be improved upon. Bracha v'hatzlacha.